Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I have a random little update. I know I've been doing lots of episodes by myself talking on different topics, which is fun, is fine, but I am excited to share that I have a few in the works that I will be doing with different guests that I'll have friends speaking with me. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode and also are able to look forward to the few to come that will be different, new, and exciting. So for today, I'll be talking on something that all believers experience at one point or another in their spiritual walk. So if you ever feel like you've had a season where everything just felt so much heavier than usual, where it seemed like no matter how much you prayed, no matter how much you read your Bible, no matter how much you relied on the Lord for strength, it just still felt like something continued to press against you, then this episode is for you. All of this might not just be life isn't fair, life is hard. It could be spiritual warfare. And the truth is, this isn't something mystical or movie-like. I know it can sound like that, but scripture tells us that spiritual warfare is real, it's ongoing, and it's happening whether we notice it or not. In scripture, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." And that's in Ephesians 6:12 in the King James Version. This verse shows us that the true struggle isn't against people or emotions or circumstances. It's against spiritual forces that oppose God's truth. Spiritual warfare is not about chasing demons or blaming everything on the devil. It's about standing firm in faith against anything that tries to pull you away from your obedience to Christ. And I know that this can sound like a lot, so let's break it down and get raw, real, and unfiltered about fighting the battles that we can't see. So, first of all, let's talk about what spiritual warfare really is, give some background context, and provide some understanding. It's the ongoing conflict between God's kingdom and Satan's forces, a battle of truth, obedience, and ultimately of souls. The reality is that since God is real, so is the devil, and they are both at work in very different ways. We can see this in scripture in John 10:10. It says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I, God, came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And so in this verse, we're able to see the differences between the motives of God and the motives of Satan and how differing they are, and therefore why they are working against each other consistently. Every day we face thoughts and temptations and pressures that are going to challenge our faith. And the enemy's main weapon is not physical, it's deception. Deception that we far too often fall into. It says in Corinthians 11:14, "For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." The ultimate deceiver. This shows up in so many different ways. Maybe for you, it's hearing thoughts like you're not good enough or God's not really going to come through for you. But this isn't just poor self-talk. It's truly spiritual warfare aimed at your faith and your identity in Christ. And calling it for what it is starts with being able to recognize it for what it is. So I want to touch on that. Recognizing spiritual warfare in daily life. And one way that we can do this, according to scripture, is to take action by being alert and sober of mind, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. It says this in 1 Peter 5:8. And this shows up in the forms of distraction, discouragement, division, doubt. All of these things are truly the devil's playground. And I think a good way to remember these and be mindful of them is that they all start with a D, as does the devil, as does drunkenness, which makes us more susceptible to falling into these things. And that's why we are called in 1 Peter 5:8 to be sober of mind and have that alertness and awareness. In good news, although spiritual warfare is real, the Bible reminds us that Satan does have limits. He is defeated through Christ. It says in Colossians 2:15, "He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him." And this is referring to the fact that through Jesus' death and then resurrection, he is supreme over all spiritual powers. He claimed victory on the cross. And so my takeaway from this is that as followers of Christ, we fight from victory, not for it. And so what is the victory that we are given? There's a biblical metaphor provided in Ephesians 6:10 through 18, where the spiritual protection that God gives believers to stand firm against evil and temptation is described. It represents the tools and mindset that every Christian needs to resist the enemy's attacks and to stay faithful to God. It is called the armor of God, and it consists of many different things. First, being the belt of truth. This is the truth of God's word that holds everything together, and we need this because truth is consistently under attack. And so having this, having God's word to resort back to, reminds us of his one and only truth. Next, there is the breastplate of righteousness, which protects our hearts from guilt and shame. And we need this because when we wear righteousness of Christ, false accusations do not stick. They do not have power over us. Next, we have the shoes of peace. Peace keeps us steady and grounded. And this is important because whenever you do walk in peace, you declare not to be shaken by worldly things. Then there's the shield of faith, and faith blocks the lies and fears that come our way. We need this because it builds a firm foundation where God is in control over our lives. We also have the helmet of salvation. Salvation reminds us who we belong to in Christ. And we need this because if our minds aren't renewed in his truth, then we start believing the lies. And so this reminds us that we are truly secure in Christ. Lastly, we have the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is our offensive weapon against lies. This is so important because it is only the Spirit and word of God that gives us victory and spiritual authority over the enemy. And so all of these things that we are given, the armor of God, we are provided with them when we devote ourselves to God. And knowing this, how do we now stand firm and move forward? I want to kind of give some personal application, things that you can do in your every life when fighting those unseen battles, when dealing with spiritual warfare. The first is to pray with using the word. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. It talks about this in Ephesians 6:18. We are to use the gift of God's given word to grow in Christ and to grow against the temptations. The next is to stay alert, but not afraid. In James 4:7, it says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." You have to truly believe this. Have the confidence in God and carry yourself with it. Next is to stay connected to the body of Christ. It says in Ecclesiastes 4:9 through 10, "Two men are better than one. If either of them falls, one can help the other up." Community, community, community. I cannot stress the importance of this enough. It has helped me so much. We're not meant to walk this walk alone, and so it's so important to stay connected to others that can build you up in Christ. Lastly, the last practical thing that I have is to worship through all of it. Worship through the battle and the highs and the lows. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves." Find things to give God praise for, and you will naturally continue to find even more and more things that are worthy of his praise. Gratitude is so big, and just consistently choosing God, even when that is difficult, is something that will give the devil less and less room to work in your life, aka you will deal with less spiritual warfare. And so I know that this is a lot and it doesn't sound like the most positive episode, but it's really important to shine light on these things and talk about these things because we all deal with it, whether we're vocalizing it or not. And so kind of learning why we're dealing with it and then how to manage it, I think is just really helpful. And I just want to be of help of anyone if possible. But kind of to provide some encouragement in all of this, if you're walking through something right now that feels heavy or confusing, do not lose heart. You might be facing resistance because you're stepping into purpose. Remember that you could be being attacked by the enemy because you are a threat to him. And although this might not feel good, it shows that you are doing work for the Lord. So continue in that, remain steadfast, and don't let the devil win the battle. I find that it's also really helpful to keep some scriptures handy. So I'm going to give you guys a few of those. The first is Exodus 14:14 that says, "The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still." The next is Isaiah 54:17 that says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." And the last is Romans 8:37 that says, "In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." And so I just encourage you to learn those, know those, keep them handy, and repeat them to yourself, whether that be in your head or out loud, whenever you are facing deception or distraction or doubt, to just kind of remind you who you are in Christ and that you have the spiritual authority over whatever is testing you. If you take nothing else from all of this, I really hope that you take that spiritual warfare is not meant to terrify us. It's meant to bring awareness to the fact that we have armor, authority, and victory in Jesus. We don't fight for this victory, we fight from it. And the battle belongs to the Lord, but because we are a part of his army, we must still show up dressed for it. And so now that you are reminded of how to do so, keep taking those steps towards and for him. And I thank you guys so much for listening.